On this episode, non-sexual intimacy and non-stimulatory sexuality.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. So we're going to talk about a couple of ways that you can deepen and enrich your relationship with your partner. Now, maybe you don't have a partner, so you're going to want to learn these things and keep them in mind for when you do. But these are a couple of approaches, a couple of, areas of activity or ways of engaging that will really lead to a few things. First of all, they're going to be pleasurable, enjoyable experiences both for you and your partner. Second, they're going to make your partner feel loved and cared for. And the same for you as well, right? If your partner's doing these things to you. Third, it's going to open up the intimacy channels. So when you access intimacy in the ways that we're going to talk about, it opens up those channels, it keeps them open, it keeps you kind of touching that place together as a partnership. So the more often you kind of touch that place of being intimately connected, the more it facilitates the relationship feeling stronger, the more it facilitates both of you feeling loved and connected, and the more it facilitates actually having more and better sex. One of the things that you may have heard, I hope, is that a lot of sex happens outside the bedroom, especially for women, right? A lot of what is happening outside the bedroom is very, very important for women especially. And this goes right along with that, right? This is going along with that idea and understanding that having a great sex life together is about much more than actually just the typically viewed aspects of having sex. So let's talk about these two things. The first is non-sexual intimacy. So non-sexual intimacy, as it kind of sounds, are times when you come together in an intimate way, but not specifically in a sexual way. So you're physically close, you're energetically close, but it's not specifically sexual. So what are some examples of this? You're maybe sitting and meditating together. You're sitting and just eye gazing, spending a little bit of time just looking into each other's eyes. Maybe you're going for a walk and you're holding hands. Maybe you're giving each other a massage. Maybe you're snuggling on the couch. Maybe you're snuggling in bed. Maybe you're giving each other that little kiss at a couple different points during the day. That kind of intimacy, it opens those doorways. It keeps you connected in that way. And it keeps the relationship feeling stronger, in addition to the fact that it actually becomes very, very enjoyable. These are things that a lot of guys tend to very much overlook the importance of this kind of intimacy. It is very important. It is very important, especially if you truly want to have a deep, rich, expanding sexual connection with your partner and a deep and rich and expanding overall relationship. You need to be paying attention to these non-sexual kinds of intimacy. So this should be happening on any day where you see your partner. So if you live together, you're married, or you have a girlfriend where you live together, whatever, this should be a part of every day. Every day should include some non-sexual intimacy. It doesn't take a lot to make this happen. Doesn't take a lot of time. Doesn't take a lot of effort. It just takes actually doing it and remembering to do it and initiating it. So find those ways of creating some non-sexual intimacy with your partner. And just think, the basics are, how can we be physically close? How can we be energetically close in the sense that we're very much present with and engaged with each other? We're looking in each other's eyes. We're touching each other in some way. There's a lot of different kind of little nuanced ways that you can do that, a few of which we talked about. But create this and make it a priority. And you will experience, I hear this over and over again from clients when they put this into action in their relationships, is what happens is the relationship improves, both partners end up feeling more loved and more connected, and it actually leads to more sex, which again, that's a positive cycle, and that leads to both partners feeling more loved and more connected. So that's the first thing, non-sexual intimacy. The second thing is non-stimulatory sexuality. Now, this one is a little trickier to understand, but in reality, quite simple. Non-stimulatory sexuality, we are getting sexual now, right? We're getting sexual in the sense that you're probably going to do this while you're naked, or at least partially naked. You're going to do this in a way where you're going to be touching sexual areas, but you're doing it in a non-stimulatory way. What do I mean by that? Most of the time, when we are engaged in any kind of sexual connection with our partner, most guys and most people overall, we're engaged in this sort of goal-oriented approach, meaning the goal is essentially let's, you know, stimulate and arouse each other until it feels really good and it feels even better. And then eventually we reach this point of orgasm. And there's kind of this target and goal-oriented approach. And the biggest part of that is this sort of ever-increasing arousal and stimulation. And when we engage in non-stimulatory sexuality, the beautiful thing is that it's incredibly connecting. It is incredibly pleasurable and enjoyable. However, it removes that. It removes that goal seeking. It removes the expectations and the anxieties around that. So there's so much pressure that both partners feel on some level or another often when it comes to sex, right? Guys are feeling pressure to, you know, quote, perform, right? They're feeling pressure to be hard, to last a long time, those kind of things. Women often feel pressure to make their partner feel good. They often actually feel pressure as well to reach that orgasm themselves. They'll sense and they'll know that their partner, that you want to bring her to orgasm, and they'll actually kind of like feel pressure to have an orgasm. So what this kind of non-stimulatory sexuality does is it removes all those expectations. It removes the goal seeking. It removes the pressure that can come with that. And it simply puts the emphasis on moment-to-moment sharing love with each other. We're not going anywhere. We're not trying to achieve something. We're simply connecting and sharing love in a physical, sexual way, moment to moment. So some examples of this, something like massaging your partner's breasts. Not, again, not in a stimulatory way. You're not trying to stimulate her nipples to get her super aroused or to have like a nipple orgasm if your partner happens to be one of the women who can have an orgasm that way. But instead, you're massaging her breasts simply in a loving massage kind of way. Not in a way where you're trying to get her more and more stimulated, more and more aroused. You're just loving her in that way. You're sharing love with that touch. It might also look like simply naked massage. It is an incredibly beneficial experience to get naked with your partner and massage each other. It's connecting. It removes all those expectations. It's just simply, hey, you and me coming together, loving on each other in this physical, sexual way, moment to moment. So that's another way that non-stimulatory sexuality might look. Another example is using your hand or your fingers on your partner's yoni, which, by the way, for those of you who are not familiar with that word, yoni is just another word for vagina, a much less clinical kind of sounding word. I think yoni comes from Sanskrit, I believe. So using your hand or your fingers on your partner's yoni, what are you normally going to be doing, right? You're normally going to be either, you know, stimulating her clit or you're going to be penetrating her, both of which are focused on the arousal and the stimulation and increasing that more and more. What if instead you massaged all the areas around her yoni that don't normally get that attention. The areas just to the side, kind of up in that, the inside of that hip pit kind of area. All of the areas around the outside of her yoni that don't get that same kind of touch. This kind of massage and touching each other in this non-stimulatory kind of way is really amazing. And one of the things that it's really amazing for is actually helping to heal and reduce some of those anxieties. So if you have, which a lot of guys do, if you ever have kind of struggles with sexual anxiety where you feel that kind of pressure, right? Connecting with your partner in this way is a wonderful way to remove that, completely remove it temporarily. And in doing so, when you remove that temporarily, but then you connect with your partner in this deep and, you know, physically connected, touching, sexual kind of way, but you do it in the way where all of that pressure and expectation is removed, it can really help to kind of heal that and remove some of that trauma and reduce the amount of anxiety that you feel around being physically, sexually connected with your partner. So if you will put these two into practice, non-sexual intimacy and non-stimulatory sexuality, I guarantee you, your relationship will feel better. You will feel closer and more connected. Your partner will feel more loved. And very likely, you will end up having more and better sex. So it is very much worth it. And both of these are things that most guys completely ignore or pay very, very little attention to. Right? Too often, guys are ignoring that intimacy that's happening outside the bedroom. They're not creating those little moments of intimacy throughout the day. And an even higher percentage of guys are not really paying attention to the non-stimulatory kind of way that we can physically and sexually connect with our partners. Now, another wonderful example of that, by the way, is your partner massaging you. So think about your partner massaging your cock and your balls and that whole area, not in a way where you're expected to be hard, not in a way where she's wanting you to be hard or wanting you to achieve orgasm, but rather simply in a way where she's loving on you, where she's showing those parts of your body and showing you love through loving touch. It is very powerful. So what I would suggest is bring this stuff up with your partner. Communicate about it. Yeah, some of this you can kind of just initiate on your own, right? So creating little moments of intimacy throughout the day, giving your partner that little kiss, you know, touching your butt here, sitting down to meditate together. Some of these things you can kind of just incorporate or suggest in the moment. But I would also suggest that you actually have a conversation. Hey, honey, I think it's a great idea if we make being intimate in non-sexual ways a priority. I want to stay connected with you. I want to feel close and connected with you. And here are some ways that we can do that, right? We can massage each other. We can sit and meditate together. We can eye gaze. We can hold hands. We can kiss during the day. All of those different things that we can do together. Or for the other aspect of this, honey, I love connecting with you. I love our sex. I love physically being with you. One thing I would love to do as part of that is create more times when we're touching each other and loving each other and seeing each other's bodies and loving each other's bodies in a non-stimulatory kind of way, where it's not about trying to get each other to orgasm in that moment. It's just about touching each other and loving on each other. I want to massage you. I want to make the various parts of your body feel loved and seen and accepted. So have these conversations with your partner. And the last thing I'll say is this: when it comes to conversations, communication is so powerful and so beneficial when it comes to sex and when it comes to intimacy with your partner. Most people could really stand to benefit from more communication. I think a lot of guys have this idea that communication is, that communicating about sex is hard, or it's boring, or why do I need to do that? It's not as exciting. Let all that stuff go and realize that the more you communicate, including communicating about intimacy, including communicating about sex, your relationship will get better. It will feel good for both of you. It creates a container of safety and understanding and awareness for both of you. And it facilitates sex being much better. And often it facilitates sex actually happening more often as well. So don't underestimate the power of communicating with your partner, including communicating about sex. What feels good for you? What doesn't feel good for you? How can we touch each other in ways that lead to each other feeling good? How was this experience for you? How can we create this intimacy moment to moment? Have all these kind of conversations and communicate. And as you do that, incorporate not only communicating about, but actually putting into action non-sexual intimacy and non-stimulatory sexuality. I promise you, you will see massive benefits in your relationship if you do this. Do not overlook it. I guarantee you, if you can incorporate some of these things just kind of yourself, right? Which some of this you can, you will start to hear things from your partner. Like, she will start to feel more loved. She will start to feel more desire for you. She will start to feel more connected with you. And if you actually communicate about these things, it's going to take it even one level further. You're going to start to feel so much more connected with each other in really beautiful ways. So non-sexual intimacy, non-stimulatory sexuality, incorporate those two things. Go out, have lots of amazing sex. I know a lot of you guys are single. You don't have a partner right now. You can have a reminder. You can have amazing, you can have an amazing sex life. You can have amazing sexual energy as a single man. And I don't think you should stay single forever. You should be out there dating and taking action and starting conversations and doing all that. But the reality is you're going to have periods of time where you're single. So remember, you can have amazing, you can have amazing sexual energy and an amazing sex life as part of a solo sex practice. But for those of you guys who are in a relationship and in keeping this in mind for your future relationships, prioritize non-sexual intimacy and non-stimulatory sexuality. You will feel major benefits, I promise. Sending you guys all my best. Have an amazing rest of your weekend. Have some amazing sex. Have some amazing intimate connection with your partner. Prioritize that. It lifts both of you up. Sending you guys all my best. Have an amazing rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.